I'm Eric Carley, and joining us right now, Heather DeBailey from Catscale and the Iowa 80 Group. Heather, how are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. I just ate some chocolate. How could I be better, right?
I'll tell you right now, there's nothing better than chocolate. Happy Matt's. Has anybody ever said that to you?
No one. You're the first.
Yeah, Happy Matt's. Well, it's been a great show, though. A very good show here at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. A great turnout. Really awesome. But we've kind of been building the suspense because a short time ago, I think you mentioned that we might be announcing who the concert was going to be, will be, this year at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree.
You know, I just happened to have that information with me.
Stored right up here?
Stored right up here.
Oh, man. Okay, I'll tell you. All right, just here we go. Don't have a drum roll for you, but the concert is going to be...
We have two.
Two?
So Thursday night, up-and-comer Logan Mize.
Yeah.
And people are saying, who? Logan who? Okay, you know that song.
Yes.
There's a party in my El Camino, and you know that.
I know it.
And that is who's going to be our Thursday night concert.
I'm about to buy an El Camino and drive it up to the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. I've been looking at El Caminos, honestly, for a while. And my wife keeps saying, what? It's kind of, because it's car and it's pickup. It's business in the front, party in the back.
Yeah, just like the days of the mullet, man. Come on.
It's the mullet of cars and a great song. Well, he's a great performer, too. What a great
show. He is.
Show
so he's going to be our entertainment for Thursday night. And then Friday night, a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Kentucky Headhunters.
Oh, man. Get out. That's going to be a riot. That is
a little Dumas Walker, a little Milkman. We are going to have a great time.
Wow. Holy cow. This is going to be so great. Well, you know, we always expect bigger and better. And, you know, it just gets more and more fun every single year at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. Okay. So the dates are
July 12th through the 14th.
Okay.
So 3 days of fun.
All right.
And, you know, we're so thankful Mobile Delvac is helping us sponsor bringing in Kentucky Headhunters.
You know, they're so great. They really are great. They've reached out to truckers for I don't know how many years now and bringing great artists to them.
Oh, well, and to the Jamboree, I mean, it's been almost 10 years that they've been helping us.
I mean, massive, legendary names.
Yeah, so we're excited.
We are
very excited.
I can't wait. You know, listen, if you've never been to the Walcott Truckers Jamboree, you need to know it really is like a family reunion. And even if your family's not there, you're going to meet new friends and they'll become family. Maybe you meet up with some old friends, other drivers. This is what it's become for me because I see a lot of those drivers that maybe I only see at Walcott or that show and maybe another show every once in a while. So it really has become that family reunion atmosphere. You know, it's an outdoor show. We have a lot of fun. Everybody hangs out. It's casual. Come on out. Spend all 3 days. If you only got 1 day, spend 1 day, but we'd love for you to spend all three, right?
It really is just a laid-back picnic party.
Yeah.
Jamboree.
You know, there's that word. I mean, that's the only thing that can apply to describe it all in one word, and that's what it's all about. Because, first of all, you know, you're going to see the Super Truck Beauty Contest is always amazing. Those contestants show up in big numbers. They really do.
I really think this year we're going to have over 100 entries.
Yeah, it's just amazing to see it. I love hosting the awards. Because I love seeing the new faces, seeing the old faces, again, like a family reunion, and handing out those trophies is just tremendous. And, you know, everybody's having a fun time.
They are, and it's the super trucks, and it's fireworks, and it's a pork chop cookout, and music, exhibits, Trucker Olympics. I mean, you've got grown men, you know, vying for... Can I roll the tire through the cones?
Or
water balloon toss? So, I mean, it's fun stuff. It's the stuff like you play at a family reunion.
It really is. If you were going to plan a family reunion, these are the things. Okay, let's make a list of things we will do. These would be the activities on your list right here.
Right. And we've kids games. Got a little mini carnival set up.
Yep.
I mean, we have an antique truck display.
Yeah.
So 200 Mm-hmm. You know, people are bringing their antique trucks to share from all over the country. Yeah. And that's what's so awesome is that people are like, oh, yeah, we can't wait for the Jamboree because then we'll get to see so-and-so and so-and-so. And
yes.
We've already called them and they're coming. And
wow. Just love it.
It's just fun.
Just love it. Now, we know that there's more expansion going on at the Iowa 80, right?
There is. We've opened our new convenience store area.
Wow.
And half of the food court is now moved and done.
Wow.
And the other half is being jackhammered and repurposed.
Right,
and
sure. And then, you know, when, you know, I don't know. Do you guys just have your own employees as a construction crew? You guys are always expanding.
You know, there are some people that I think that they are always working at our facility.
Yes, right.
It's kind of like, so now the next project is what?
Exactly. It's just great though, because that's in response to all the demand from the drivers and you know, and all the trends that might be changing. But you guys have been really great at this. The Iowa 80 and all of those stops that are in the Iowa 80 group, very responsive to those drivers.
You know, we do really try. And I mean, we haven't even wrapped up this expansion at Iowa 80.
Yeah.
We're already planning and talking about Kenley, North Carolina. We're actually going to expand the service center there.
Wow, nice.
So we are going to, you know, put several zeros worth of dollars into that facility.
Yep.
And then we're going to redo the fuel center at Walcott.
Wow.
So, I mean, it just never, ever stops.
Well, you know, and that's it. Again, you know, it really is the mission statement and has been since day one. Reach out to those drivers. Give them what they need. Give them a great, safe place that has everything that they need in that one stop, which really is like a home, which goes back to the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. That's the way that you guys basically say thank you for the last year and all the years of business.
It is. It is our thank you. And we don't, I mean, we say thank you, and we're sincere when we say it, but sometimes it's really just fun to show it.
Yeah.
Have a big party and celebrate it.
Sure.
And we love our customers.
Yes. We know it's a lot of work because I've been there. I've been going for so many years, but I see all the folks from the Iowa 80 that are wearing those bright colored shirts and you never stop. And it's just, you know, full tilt all the way for all 3 days. And that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface on the planning and everything else that goes into it and setting it up, the big tent and all of that. And I just cannot imagine. You know what we need to do? We need to have one of those cameras that sits and then you could watch it in fast motion start from the days that guys start putting up the big tent and all the booths along the way and everything else and putting it in place. And then just show how it all comes together before anybody even shows up.
We've talked about, doing a time lapse.
Yeah.
But you know, we're all too chicken to climb the water tower and attach the camera. So we've got to find, maybe we can find somebody young that's a little bit braver and maybe they would do it.
You know, that's a great point because I'll tell you, not going to happen with me either. If I wear boots, I get dizzy. So, you know, I just have to be careful with the heights whole thing. But I would love to see that come together, you know, just because, and then go all the way through. You would have to complete it all the way through and then tear down because, you know, all of us, you know, when we're done, all right, Saturday evening, you know, bye, see you next year. And then, you guys are still working. How many days does that take to set up and to tear down? Is it a couple each at least?
We generally start set up on Sunday.
So the Sunday before.
The Sunday before.
And the show starts Thursday.
Starts Thursday. And then tear down, we start Saturday night after everybody leaves.
Wow.
And then usually by Monday or Tuesday of you know, the next week, we can actually move all the blocks and parking is open like usual.
Okay. Wow. Wow. That's incredible. That's just incredible. We definitely need that time-lapse video. Anybody who knows how to do that, let us know. Because it would be just amazing. I think it's a demonstration to everything that goes in to that. Because you'll be able to see all those bright little dots or those T-shirts, you know, just moving about during the Jamboree, you know, because you folks work really hard at it. So make sure that you go online to
truckersjamboree.com.
Make sure you follow along. And by the way, share that. Tell other drivers you're going to be there. Bring family. If the kids or grandkids can come along with you on a run or something, and just make it a family event. Stop down, have some fun with us in Walcott. It's going to be great. And just some great music and so much fun there at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. Heather, I can't wait, and I'll see you there.
I'll be there.